Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today? Good. Welcome to Mount Olive Baptist Church on this beautiful day. We're getting in the last phase of summer, maybe, and I know some people are still on vacation. We just got back ourselves. My family did. Just want to, again, welcome you here, especially if you're any guests with us today. Want to welcome you especially. There is a little welcome center. We have some gifts and things. Want to know a little bit more about you, maybe. And most importantly, we do have Bibles there. So whether it's a guest or any of our church members, if you need a Bible, we have them back there, because that's the most important thing that, you know, any of us can have to rely on and through our lives. So we do have some announcements as we're getting started. We have a pretty special service, as you can see. We're going to have the Lord's Supper today. We also have a brief called conference at the end of the service today as well. And then if you look later today, we've got deacons meeting and choir practice. Wednesday night is our family night, and so we will provide a meal. And so if you want to come out for that, we'll enjoy that, and then have all of our mission groups for all ages, pretty much, on Wednesday night. You see some other opportunities going forward there. But mostly, I just want to welcome you here, welcome you to the Lord's house, and to the opportunity we all have to gather together to learn more about Jesus and to lift him high and worship him today. So let's start with just a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all the blessings you've given us. We thank you for this place. I thank you for this people. I thank you for John, who's going to give our message today, and for Denise, who's providing music, and just everyone else, Lord, who has a part in this, Lord, that we can be here. Hopefully we can lay aside all the worries, all the stresses, all the busyness of the world, and focus on you now. So just calm our hearts, open our hearts, and help us to hear what you have to say to us today.
Good morning, everyone. Let's all join in and lift our voices up to the Lord and sing out page 138 in your hymn books.
Thank you. morning. Our morning scripture reading comes from the New Testament book of Hebrews. And we're going to look at chapter 8, Hebrews chapter 8. We're going to look first at verses 6 and 7. For if that first covenant, let me back up a little bit. But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. And then we're going to skip down to verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be in your house this morning. We thank you for the beautiful day, for the sunshine, the pretty weather. Lord, we thank you for Pastor John Green as he provides our message this morning. Please bless his words and the message, and open our hearts to hear it and receive it, and do your will, Lord, as we leave this place later today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.